Enterprise developers often need to combine support for modern Windows 8 user interfaces with traditional back-end data solutions. Windows 8.1 introduces two new techniques to help you write enterprise-class apps. Both network loopback and brokered Windows runtime components allow you to mix modern Windows 8.1 apps and their touch-friendly user interface tools and Windows Runtime API. It's important to note that these design approaches only apply to desktop and laptop or tablet apps that have been sideloaded. That is, these apps cannot be downloaded and installed from the Windows 8 store, but must be distributed in some other way, such as through a company network. They also require Windows 8.1 Update 1 or later. Network loopback. Using this approach, you can create a modern Windows Store app with the latest user interface controls that communicates with a traditional desktop server app running locally. The local server can then handle specific networking or database tasks using legacy code, which are not possible from within the Windows Store app sandbox. The Windows Store app communicates with the local server via a local host address. In effect, the client app behaves as if it was communicating with a remote server. There are three steps to writing this type of app. 1. Write the client app using the Windows runtime. You can use any supported language, including C# and JavaScript. 2. Write the server component. The server application can be written in WCF or ASP.NET, or even with Node.js or a language such as PHP. 3. Configure the firewall to allow the apps to communicate with the server. This can be configured by the system administrator or programmatically. Brokered Windows Runtime Components. The Brokered Windows Runtime Components approach also makes use of two separate apps, one Windows Store app and one headless desktop component. The apps can communicate using inter-process communication controlled by an instance of an app broker server. The desktop component can make use of any standard Windows desktop APIs or private third-party components. To create an app using this technique, you need to implement the following. 1. A client app, written like any other Windows Store app. This app will be sideloaded, not distributed through the App Store. 2. A desktop Windows RT component, must be written in C#, targeting .NET 4.5 for Windows 8.1, and built for 32-bit. It is free to access any existing desktop Windows API or component. 3. The inter-process communication proxy between store app and desktop. This component can be generated from the desktop component using SDK tools. If you use the project template we provided, the generation of the proxy is automatic. Using these techniques, your app can have the best of both worlds, an app written using the modern Windows 8.1 APIs and UI controls, but can still use the power of the desktop apps to communicate with external resources. Thanks for joining us for One Dev Minute.